This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. All right, CLO, here we go. This is from Carmen in New Orleans. Carmen says, I saw an old friend and he introduced me to his wife, who happens to be messing with a friend of mine. We recognized each other, so she DM'd me to threaten me not to talk. I don't like threats. Should I tell her husband what I know?
Wow. But I don't understand the threat, though. This is a person you need to be a little bit kinder to. Hey, girl. Hey, you know, things can be complicated. And I just want to say, you know, just pray for me, you know, that I'll find my way back to the light. Okay, but don't. I just need some time to work through some things. I know you all right. You need anything, yo? Is your car notes all up to date and everything? What was your groceries last month? You don't need to do that. Let me take care of some. You know, that's what she should have done. Threatening me.
Threatening?
Hey, listen to me. If you open your mouth, I swear to God, I'll see right there. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
See? He's so guilty, too, with that song. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Tammy in Woodbridge. Tammy writes, I have a side dude that I met online. He sent three packages to my P.O. box, and without thinking, I asked my husband to go check my box. He gave me the boxes and asked if I knew anyone in Florida. I lied and said no. How do I handle this?
There ain't nothing wrong.
You're right.
Nobody in Florida.
You don't
know anybody in Florida. You don't know nobody. I'm going down here and send these packages back because I'm not going to even open these because this could be some Amtrak's or something like that, asbestos.
And
you know, it could be anything.
It could be a train.
Not a train.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're lying, you ain't got time to be technical. You got to sound like you're rushing. You know, this could be like Amtrak's or something. You know, you just being here with the, you know, episodes or something. Episodes.
Right.
Girl, you know what I'm trying to say. You know, asbestos. You know, and just keep talking. And get them packages or something. Just send me no damn stuff like that. And then go carry your ass back down there to the post office. And then go over to your girlfriend's house and open up them boxes and see what's in there.
Yeah, put them in your purse. All right.
I like that. I mean.
All right, Tammy, yeah. All right, Frank in Henderson says, my wife has started talking during sex and giving me instructions. She says she got it off a Netflix movie. I prefer her soft, sweet moans because all of that talking messes up my mood. Is it mean to tell her to stop talking and just moan?
No, I don't know. You know, I do instructions, though. I ain't really got no problem with that right there. You know, you got something saying to me, come on, let's hear it. Let's try it. All right, cool.
I can follow it.
We'll do it like that. I ain't got no problem with it at all. Well, you, okay. You know, you do what? Bend it well. Benny, you look awesome. How far.
Hey, here we go. Hey,
put your foot. It's your foot. If you think your foot fit, put it back there. I'm okay with it. Now, just don't ask me to do nothing. Now, my legs, my leg can't go back here, so don't ask me to do nothing. I follow these instructions for you. I can help you get to where you need to be, but you can't give me no damn instructions, dog. Put your leg on the floor. No. I'm going to get a Charlie horse. If I put my leg on the floor, I'm going to get a Charlie horse. Now, what you want me to help you do?
I need to know what Netflix movie this is. That's what I need.
Yeah.
She says she found it. She got it off a Netflix movie. Both of y'all.
Right, that's right. Netflix going to mess your marriage up.
All right, last one, CLO. This is from Perry in Little Rock. Perry writes, my wife is from New Hampshire. Her parents came to our house to visit, and her dad called our children hillbillies because of their accent. He's white, so I took offense to that. My wife got mad because I corrected her dad. Was the comment offensive or not?
Yeah,
that's what Perry wants
white.
To know.
Yeah. Any negative comment coming from a white person in a black person's house, any comment is considered dangerously offensive. Yes.
Really?
And your reaction should have been swift. Mm-hmm. You know.
What should he have done?
Oh, I'd have backhanded.
The white father-in-law.
If you would have backhanded your father-in-law?
Your wife's dad.
Well, you can't come in here and call them out hillbillies because what is, you know.
What?
Just look, hey, hold up, y'all. You know, let's pull up a little bit here. Y'all asked me, Steve Harvey.
Yes, we're asking you.
Now, the white man coming in my house calling my kids hillbillies.
You have no choice. You have no other option.
I don't know what you want me to do, but I'm backhanding your punk ass. That's all I'm doing. I'm going to slap the taste out your damn mouth. Because if we were here, what was we before hillbillies then? What did you say, slaves now? Oh, okay. Oh, I see where we going with this here. Oh, you got names for black people. Hillbillies. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have been down south if your funky-ass forefathers hadn't brought us over here on them slave ships.
Oh,
I would have been. Oh, no, dog. I'm already on ready set. Yeah. You can't come in my house talking about no how we is. Because we wasn't even really supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, truth be told.
Yeah. What do you think made him say that about
he
the kids?
He was so comfortable.
I mean, the accent. Yeah.
White
do you think
privilege.
Right.
White privilege.
Right.
Oh, my God, we're from the Hamptons over here. Why, we're from West Hadley. Well, these children sound this way. They sound like hillbillies. Whoosh. Oh, my God, you slapped the flavor from my mouth. Yeah. Yeah, dog. Yeah. Say one more thing about my kids. You ain't come to my house and talk about my kids.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And you white?
You can't talk about
to a white woman. Her dad is white, or maybe she's mixed. Maybe we'll say she's mixed. Yeah.
No, that's what it is. No,
her
mama black, and her husband is white.
The mother.
He done came down there to Perry's house and called his little kids hillbillies.
The black
and why is we hillbillies? Because we from the south? And why is we from the south? Because your funky forefathers bought
come
us
on with
over.
The history. That's
it. That's where I'm at with it.
That's
and I'm talking about
it.
Instantly. In my house, you can't come Steve Harvey house and expect me to be nothing but this here. I am a walking history lesson.
At the top of the hour,
you're not allowed to be on the walls, none of that. Ain't no pictures, none
right
of that.
After this. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.